Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you stopped by the air today. And today we have another exciting topic that we're going to be talking about today. And the title is Christian Joy, the Christian Joy. But before we start, let me have a few moments of prayer. Oh, thank you to Heavenly Father for this day. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you woke each and every one of us up this morning. Thank you for health and strength with the activities of our limbs, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you this morning for your peace, for your patience, for your kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness toward us, your gentleness, your self-control, dear Heavenly Father. We want to say thank you for your wisdom this morning, for instruction, for your grace this morning and your mercy. We give you praise this morning as we go forth through the word of God today, dear Heavenly Father. As I decrease, I ask you to increase in the word of God. Let it not be from Satan's lip, but from the word of God. In Jesus' precious name, amen and thank God. Well, today we are talking about Christian joy. And I hope you have your paper and pencils, because we're going to be coming from quite a few scriptures today on joy. On Christian joy, and Christians can have joy. They may feel some that they can't, but you can have the joy on the inside of you. And our first scripture is going to come from Psalm 16 and 11. And the word of God says, "Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasure forevermore." We're talking about Christian joy today. Also, you'll find in John 15, 10 and 11, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abided in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full." Today we are telling you about joy. We're just going through the Bible today, talking about joy is a delight passion. You know, when you think about joy arising from the feeling of some good joy, different things that come up in your life that you want to rejoice over. But, you know, also joy is also found in Galatians 5 and 22, with fruits of the Spirit is joy also. And, you know, the third fruit of justification, adoption, and sanctification is joy in the Holy Spirit. Joy is setting the soul upon the top of a pinnacle. It is the cream of the sincere milk of the Word of God. Spiritual joy is a sweet and a delightful passion arising from the apprehension and feeling of some good, whereby the soul is supported under present trouble and fenced against future fear. We're talking about joy today. Joy is rejoicing, delight, or gladness. Where would our joy be as Christians if it was not for salvation and the cross? The newborn believer, parents, and the church all rejoice when someone is converted. Jesus said there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. And I know you experienced that in your various churches. When one comes to Christ, there is joy. The angels are rejoicing in heaven. And as I went to Acts 13 and 52, and it said, "And the disciples was continuously filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit." And we can too today. We can be filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. You know, doing all that, Christ command us, allow joy to remain in us. And you will find that in John, the 15th chapter and the 10th through the 11th verses I read earlier. True Christian joy is found in a total surrender and committed to all the teachings in the Bible. Joy is also associated with being satisfied in the will of God. In our current circumstances, no matter what circumstances you are in right now, those that may be listening, joy is associated with being satisfied in the will of God. You know, following the revealing will of God opens the way to joy. You know, you're going to get it, the will of God, through God by opening the way for you for that joy. You know, sorrow enlarges our capacity for joy. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I'm exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation." You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 7 through 4. "And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patient experience, and experience hope." So today we're just sharing a little about joy. In 2 Corinthians 7, 4, the word of God said, "Great is my confidence in you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. I am overflowing with joy in all our affection." And also in John 16 and 24, it's telling you, "Ask and you shall receive, joy made full." And you know, I went to 1 John 1 and 4. And it said, "Joy made complete." Matthew 25 and 21 is still talking about joy now. "Enter into the joy of your master." And I'm going to turn to some of these chapters and read them all in case you don't have your Bible. But today we were just talking about joy, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. I mean, when you just think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing for you, you can't help but just give God praise and know that the joy is right there. But, you know, you don't have to beg for it. The joy is there. So I'm going to turn to 16, John 16 and 24. And the word of God said, "Hereto, having you asked nothing in my name, ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." Now you see what it's saying. Ask, and ye shall receive. All he's telling you, all you got to do is ask, and you shall receive it, that your joy may be full. And I turn over to Matthew 25 and 21. And it says, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou unto the joy of the Lord." Here the Lord is saying, well done. He letting you know, well done, your good and faithful servant. That's been faithful. If you've been faithful over a few things, he's going to make you ruler over many things. And you will enter into the joy of the Lord. My, 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 my. I hope you are experiencing that joy today. Because, it's so good to have that joy on the inside of you. And I'm going to turn now over to Romans, the 14th chapter. And we're still talking about joy. The 14th chapter and the 17th verse. And it's speaking about, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Ooh, my, my, my. I mean, you can't help but have joy when you're in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to read that again. "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." My, 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 my. When you think about how you feel in the Holy Ghost and how you can have joy in the Holy Ghost. My. Well, I'm going to turn over to Hebrews 12 and 2. We're talking about joy today. Just bringing you up to date on some scriptures on joy. Because I think somebody listening today may need a little joy in their life. And Hebrews 12 and 2 say, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. My. Ooh, Lord. When you just read that, ponder over that. Let that sink into your spirit a little bit. And tell me, don't you have some joy from the inside? I'm going to turn to 1 John 1 and 4. And 1 John 1 and 4 says, and these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. My. We're still talking about joy today. Christian joy. You know, in James 1, 2, and 4 say, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produce endurance. The testing of your faith. And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. My. I have scriptures and scriptures today on joy. Because when you have that joy on the inside of you, nobody can take away that joy. We're going to go to 1 Peter 1, verses 8 and 9. And the word of God says, in 1 Peter 1, 8 and 9, whom having not seen, yet love, and whom though thou ye see him not, yet believe, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. We're talking about Christian joy today. And just taking you through the word of God to share with you about joy, how you can have that joy. I'm hoping someone that may be listening today will not worry about what all you've been going through, not worry about what bill is due, what's not having been paid, but to sit down in the presence of God today and just have a little talk with Jesus. Just sit down and just meditate on all God has been doing for you and have done. And when you start just thinking about how he brought you out on yesterday, how he opened doors for you on yesterday, how he's working in your family right now, how he miraculous heal somebody in your family. When you just sit down and just think about all the things that God is doing, you can't help, Christians, but have joy. Do you want the sinner man to have more joy than you? So, Christians, you need to get up today. You can have some joy. I'm going to go to Philippians 2 and 2. And the word of God says in Philippians 2 and 2, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. My. We are still talking about joy today. You know, biblically, joy consists of the deep and abiding confidence that all is where, regardless of circumstances, I was just saying that, and difficulty, it is sometimes very different from worldly happiness. Biblically, joy is always, always related to God and belong only to those in Christ. It is a permanent possession of every believer, not a whispering delight that comes and goes as chance offer its opportunity. But Christian joy is a gift from God to those who believe the gospel, being produced in them by the Holy Spirit as they receive and obey the word, being mixed with trials with a hope set on future goals. Joy and godliness. When you think about that, the Christian is the man of joy. When you think about it, life need not be easy to be joyful. Joy is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of Christ. You see what I'm saying? You can have no matter what you're going through. If you got Christ in your life, you have the Holy Ghost. You can have joy, unspeakable joy. You know, life need not be easy to be joyful, but joy is not the absence of trouble. If you have a song of faith in your heart, it would be heard by the look on your face. You can start singing and get joy. You can get happy yourself, within yourself, right there in your own home. And you know, I can tell you also what can steal the Christian joy is false salvation. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 13:5. Satan and the demons, you'll find that in 1 Peter 5:8. Now, these are some things that can steal the Christian joy. Inadequate understanding of God's sovereign, you'll find that in Romans 8:28. And I'm going to turn right on over there and read 8:28. And it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. We're talking about Christian joy today. Also, prayerlessness, that can steal the Christian joy when you're not praying, when you're not fasting, when you're not going before the throne of God. And you'll find that in Proverbs 3:5-6. And I'm going to read that. Verses 3:5-6 say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Here they're telling you to trust in God. Don't trust in yourself and everybody else. Trust in God with all your heart. Don't lean to your understanding, because all the time your understanding may not be the understanding God wants you to have, because you know that's when Satan have come in. So trust in God and lean not to your own understanding. And in verse 6 it says, in all thy ways, not your way, in all thy ways acknowledge him. That means you are to acknowledge God every day, all day, and he shall direct thy path. When you don't know what to do, which way to go, let God order your step. Let him give you the direction for your life. Acknowledge God. And another can steal the Christian joy is a focus on circumstances. How many of you all lose your joy by focusing on your problems, on the situation, on everybody else's problem, instead of just turning them over to Jesus and let him work them out? Ingratitude. My. You know, Satan can steal, you know, that can steal the Christian joy. It's ingratitude. I'm going to turn over to James 1:2-4. And we're going to read and see what James is saying. My. This is interesting today. This is helping me a whole lot. And I sure hope it's helping you. We need to, in verses 1:2-4, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith work patient, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entirely wanting nothing. And as I thought about that, we can do is count it all joy. You know, you and I live in a world where suffering is like an unwanted guest. Somehow we are never able to prevent trials from bringing pain and sorrows into our lives. Suffering is a mystery. Bad things often happen to good people. And you know, we say that all the time, every day. Who are struggling to do justice, love, mercy, and walk humbly with God. Suffering never makes sense. Nevertheless, James made a very strong plea for Christians to rejoice in their suffering. I know you're saying, well, Overseer, how can I rejoice while I'm going through? But you know, as you're going through, you start rejoicing. You start praising God. You start worshiping God. And before you know it, that you was worried about, that trial, that tribulation, somebody else's problem, somebody else's cross you was trying to carry that wasn't your cross to carry, you'll find yourself in a praise. From that praise, you'll start into a worship where you have given God everything. You know, I was thinking how strange it seemed to call suffering a friend when it gives us heartbreaks, heartache. But I'm right back in James. James suggests that the purpose of suffering is to help, not to harm. You and I are called to look past immediately hurts, to seek long-range goal. Okay, I'm glad you asked. You said, what is this long-range goal? I'm glad you asked. It is a maturation of our faith. The muscles of faith are strengthened through tribulation. Just as many physical athletes suffer from fatigue and burnout, many spiritual athletes run out of spiritual energy during times of suffering. Developing the spiritual discipline of meditation, prayer, and Bible study help mature our spiritual muscle. But in the midst of our increasing spiritual strength comes joy. That joy is again. There is joy in knowing that God has a loving purpose for our suffering and that no suffering lasts forever. My, my, my. There is joy in realizing that we do not bear our pains and suffering alone. For God is with us in our struggle. There is joy in knowing that trials cannot separate us from God's care. I better say that again. There is joy in knowing that trials cannot separate us from God's care, but will bring us closer to Him. You know, our Lord taught us to endure trials by the way He endured the last days of His earthly sojourn. Jesus lived victoriously. Jesus died majestically. Jesus arose from the grave triumphantly. This same Jesus promised you and me that we also can rejoice in suffering if we don't resent it as intrusion, but rather welcome it as a friend. Today, we are talking about joy. How the Christian can have joy no matter what they're going through. Nothing in this world can bring joy to our heart like our hope in Christ. You know, the Christian hope of a future in heaven as the reward for faithful service to God is a source of great joy. My, my, my. Jesus said, rejoice. Be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Ooh, that just touched me. Let me say that again. Jesus said, not Overseer said, Jesus said in his word, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Nothing in this world can bring joy to our heart like our hope in Christ. We rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You'll find that in 1 Peter 1 and 8. The object of our joy is God. When you boil down to it, the objection of our joy is God. We're talking about Christian joy today. You know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You'll find that in Nehemiah 8 and 10. And as I go to Psalms 43 and 4, we're going to still talk about joy. My. Ooh, I mean joy, joy, joy. You know, it's a song, say, joy bells keep ringing in my heart. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Thank you, Jesus, keep ringing in my soul. Thank you, Jesus, keep ringing in my soul. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Christian's joy bell can keep ringing in your soul. That little tune just come to me. I didn't even have that written down. But God is a good God. When you just think about the goodness of God, you can't help but have joy bell just ringing in your soul. And in Psalms 43 and 4, the word of God says, then I will go unto the altar of God, unto God, my exceedingly joy. Yea, upon the harps will I praise thee. O God, my God. We're still talking about God. We're talking about joy. We're talking about the Christian. And, you know, you need to ask yourself these questions sometime. Where does true joy come from? And ask yourself another question. What is the difference between joy and happiness? Should a Christian expect to always be happy? You know, when we feel like joy is missing in our life, what should we do? Do we allow people or circumstances to steal our joy? Do you do that? Joy is having an inner contentment and purpose in spite of our circumstances. No matter what you're going through today, don't you know you can still have joy on the inside? You can rejoice in the Lord. Again, I will say rejoice. You'll find that in Philippians 4 and 4. We're still talking about joy today. And in Philippians 2, 1 through 2, it says, so if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any particular, in the spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Complete my joy by being of the same mind. My. And in Colossians 1, 11 through 14, this is another scripture on joy. It's telling you, may you be strengthened with all powers according to his glorious might. For all endure and patient with joy. Did you hear that? All endurance and patient with joy. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dormant of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. You know, when I just think about, I go to Jeremiah 15 and 16, and it says, your words was found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy, and the delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. And then I jumped all the way to Psalms 30 and 5, and is saved. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. And the word of God say, weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. No matter what you went through yesterday, today is a brand new day. God have given you new joy, given you new mercy, new grace. So you should be able to rejoice today. Even if you're on your job, your boss or your co-worker is getting to you, pick up your word of pull up a scripture out of your belly, out of your mind that you got it stored already, and say, I refuse not to be joyful today. I'm going to rejoice in spite of whatever going on. And people go to looking and say, well, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with her? You know, you can just let them know. Eat the fat and drink the sweet wine and send portion to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be grieving, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you know, as I went right back to Psalm 16 and 11, you must know to me the path of life. It's telling you, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand a pleasure forevermore. And you know, in 1 Peter 1 and 8, and it said, though you have not seen him, you loved him. Though you do not see him, yet you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. Today we was talking about Christian joy. How the Christian can have joy no matter what circumstances you are, no matter whatever the enemy is trying to do. I give you some things, 14 things that can steal the Christian joy. And I hope you took note of them today. Forgetfulness, dissatisfaction, fear of the future, uncontrolled feeling, morbid self-analyze, self-centeredness, unwillingness to accept forgiveness, a focus on the circumstances that you're going through, spiritual lows after spiritual highs, a prayerless life. These are some things that can steal the Christian joy. Inadequate understanding of God's sovereign word. Satan and his demons will come in and steal your joy. False salvation. And it's probably many more. Those are few that I listed today. And I hope as you hear this in the archive that you can think about your Christian joy, your spiritual joy, or stronger joys than worldly joy. You know, strong joy indeed, which can bear up a Christian heart in trials and affliction. And having received the word in much affliction with joy, these joys are roses which grow, are like roses that grow in the winter. These joys can sweeten the bitter water. He who has these joys can gather grapes from thorns and feather honey out of the carcass of a lion, yet always rejoicing. Spiritual joys are unwearying joys. Spiritual joys are abiding joys. Worldly joy are soon gone, such as crime themselves. But when you have that abiding joy, ooh, your right hands are eternal pleasure. So today we have talked about the spiritual joy, the Christian joy. We also talked about how you can lose your joy, what can steal the Christian joy. And so I hope some of these scriptures would help you as you go about your day today or this afternoon. You know, spiritual joy helps to make us better. You know, worldly joy often makes us worse. But that spiritual joy, that'll keep you happy. You can have that happiness on the inside. That spiritual joy is inward. That spiritual joy is sweeter. And when you think about that joy that you have on the inside, what it's doing for you, how it's working on you, you can't help but knowing that you have the joy of the Lord is your strength. I may not have brought a shout and hallelujah service today, but so many people are down in the dumps, as you see them, with the economy and everything going on around them, sickness and from one thing to the other, loss of job, wages. But when we take in consideration the joy of the Lord is our strength, that we can praise ourselves, we can worship within ourselves. And that joy, if that joy is dying out on you today, raise up that joy. Let the enemy know he's not going to steal your joy. I want to thank each and every person that may have tuned into this broadcast today. I hope something I say from the Word of God, because everything I brought you was from the Word of God. That's why I gave you scriptures on joy. So you could go back and read them yourself, because joy is rejoicing. And it is delight, and it is of gladness. So today, as we get ready to close this program, we hope it was something that we said today through the Christian joy. From Psalm 16:11, Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasure forevermore. So until next week, which will begin a brand new month, we want to have some more exciting topics for you. And so I want each and every one of you all to have a wonderful and a blessed and a prosperous day in the Lord. And as we go off, remember the song that played when you first tune in. If you was on time, it says, encourage yourself. So today, encourage yourself. Keep yourself encouraged. Don't look down in the dump. Don't look sad. But encourage yourself, because God loves you. And if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And thank you so much for tuning in today to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. And until next week, be blessed. Have a wonderful week. Our most glorious, excited week. And put that joy, let that joy show where when in and everybody see, you're going to say, why are you so joy? Why are you just bubbling over? But when you think about what God has done for you, how he saved your life, you may have missed a bullet, missed somebody robbing you. The guardian angels was right there, missed an accident. That joy can be where, God, I just thank you. And when you just go to saying, I thank you, I thank you, that joy starts swelling up on the inside of you where it's going to show up on the outside. So today, be blessed. Have a wonderful and a prosperous day in the Lord. Bye-bye.